Yeah. Oh, you got everything plugged in?
I'm plugged, dude.
You're plugged in over
here. I got my shit plugged, dude.
Yeah, you plugged in over here?
I'm airtight. I got my mic plugged in. I got my butt plug plugged in.
You got everything plugged in over
that's
here?
That's not a butt plug, stuff.
What?
I'm plugged into you, actually.
Oh, my God. Wow, hold on. Why is it so little?
Yeah, I bet this guy...
A lot of air is escaping out of my ass because Adam's penis is too small.
Well, I went in soft.
I bet this guy...
No, it's hard.
Fucking,
I can feel it.
You bet this guy fucking likes Thomas the Tank Engine.
Yeah, I bet
he fucking
does.
Watches that shit, knows all the fucking characters.
Yeah,
you
is
know,
that
fucking
so?
Knows who Thomas is and Gordon and the twins, mm-hmm. Douglas and Edward.
Well, it seems like you know a lot of characters.
Yeah, I bet this fucking guy fucking loves that show.
Oh, I bet he does, bro. I bet he's got the fucking clothes with those guys on it.
I was getting myself good imagining a Guido that accuses people of watching Thomas
but he
the
knows
Tank.
Everything.
He's like, nah, you know, I just, you know, I passed by, there was a sign.
It's on sometimes.
Sometimes when I'm watching my mafia movies, Thomas is, you know, it comes on the picture in picture by accident.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm trying to watch fucking Once Upon a Time in America. Fucking Wise Guy.
Wise Guy.
Remember that show?
I don't.
Me mm-mm. either. I think it was a show.
Bronx Tale.
A Bronx Tale.
Mm-hmm.
A Bronx Tale 2 goes west.
Bronx, yeah.
Fidelio goes west.
Fideliano goes west.
Yeah, it's about Italian rats.
Two. I hate them.
I hate them.
No rats in my fucking family.
I hope they get eaten by the cat police. I can't stand the cat police.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. So there's rats and there's mice. Is a mouse good?
A mouse. Dude, I want to rewatch The Great Mouse Detective
mm-hmm.
alone.
The big scary rat is still fucking scares
Ratigan.
Me.
Yeah, but he was gay.
Was he?
Yeah, I don't remember when he was like sing and dance and he had a top hat.
I just remember being fucking terrified of that guy.
I remember being terrified
of
a little kid. What scared the shit out of me was that first scene with his like bat henchman.
Yeah.
That like is like creeping around the house. There's a shot of him in, like, the windows, and when I was a little kid, that scared the shit out of me.
Fucked me. I know exactly the shot you're talking about.
Yeah.
It's like the silhouette.
Let's go ahead.
And just pull it up.
We're going to watch The Great Mouse Detective. On the
show. That's fun, honestly.
I would honestly love that.
That's good content.
Yeah.
Is there pussy in The Great Mouse Detective? Is there love
yes,
interest?
Yes, there's full penetration.
No, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, oh. You know what's funny?
It's don't be facetious.
Does he have a bitch?
I saw
is there a bitch?
I would see
I
The Great
remember.
Mouse Detective a bunch as a kid, but for whatever reason, I never knew the title of the movie.
Hmm.
Somehow, it was like one of those movies that I'd seen a bunch, and I was like, oh, mm-hmm. yeah, that fucking...
Dude, I know. I actually thought it was a different movie, because there's a lot... Dude, now that I think about it, there was a lot of, like, mouse-type
shit.
The
Rescuers?
There's The Rescuers, there's yeah. Fievel.
Rescuers Down Under.
There's, of course, Mickey. You think they were biting Mickey shit?
Ratatouille?
Nah, that was later on.
Yeah.
That was Pixar.
I don't think I ever saw that, actually.
Me neither.
I get the idea, though.
Me neither.
The mouse cooks.
Anyways, I'm going to be watching baby movies while you go. Do you guys do the podcast?
Can I see that? Can I see Rat? The Great Rat Detective?
Yeah, I'm trying to find
what's that. Some other mouse-type movies?
Stuart
Little.
Stuart Little.
I saw that at Beltway Movie 6 with my mother. It's a discount theater that she used to take us to. Everything cost like $4. And the popcorn, brother, the popcorn was cheap.
Wasn't there that movie?
The popcorn was like $2 for a big-ass bag.
At a movie theater.
This was a discount movie theater.
Unreal.
Beltway Movie 6. Shouts out to them. I think they're still in business. That's where I saw Step Brothers.
Oh, nice.
In college.
Hilarious.
Honestly, Will Ferrell's best.
So funny.
Shouts,
one of the best.
The McKay Ferrell. Yeah. I think it's probably the best. I mean, those have aged so good.
Uh-huh.
Talladega Nights rocks my cock.
So funny.
Anyways, I can't find it. But yeah, there's just that one. You know, he's in his fucking lab doing something, lining up a bullet, I think.
I know. And it's like a lightning flash.
A lightning flash and a little bats outside. Yep,
yeah.
That's
and dude, I literally know the scene.
That used to get me good.
Scary.
When I was a child.
Dude, Ratigan also was built. He had big titties, but like he was tiny down with his legs.
Yeah. Oh.
Which is a fucked up type of way to be.
He was a tits on a stick.
Suddenly, I was trapped in my depression.
Oh, Nick, are you inside?
Nick?
Adam drifted away, and we didn't have to hear him anymore.
Oh, thank God.
We could just be alone.
It's just us.
We could just be alone with my friend in my pit of despair.
Dude, let me get in there. Let me get in the despair, dude.
Get in here.
I'm over here now as well.
Oh, Nice.
Nice, dude.
And then Adam.
Adam's gay ass is over in regular.
Adam
land.
Can come back, but he's not.
He doesn't get to be here.
I want to be in depression with
no,
you guys.
No, we're over here fucking we're goth bitches with big fucking titties.
It's not fair to let me not participate.
We have depression, but you're not.
We have depression, and we're getting our dick sucked by girls wearing black lipstick.
Yeah.
Wow.
And we're listening to.
The Cure?
No. From because we're Maryland boys.
Good Charlotte?
Good Charlotte.
Yeah. You're not allowed to say what it was.
You're not allowed to say it, Adam.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
It feels good to be here.
I wanted to see if there was a different one we could
Me and Nick are holding hands getting our dick sucked. And someone's painting our nails with black nail polish.
We're getting nail polish put on.
While our dicks are in one mouth.
And Adam... Adam has a little tiny baby voice.
Adam?
I don't have a baby. Oh my God. Nick, stop. I don't like this.
Now take us out of the depression so we can hear Adam's voice, baby voice, better.
Okay. Let's see what our voice sound like.
Okay.
Whoopsie daisy. Am I going here?
That was good. Getting my dick sucked in depression. Yeah. Now, Adam?
My diaper's full. I need you to change my nappy.
That's just what your fucking voice sounds like.
Now you're trying to simulate the baby voice to screw me on the... To screw me. To screw me over. To fuck me over.
Dude, the idea of a goth listening to Good Charlotte's kind of getting me a little bit.
You know who's coming back is Good Charlotte.
Oh, really?
No.
No.
No. The bands from when we were younger.
Yeah, they're coming. Some of the bands.
Some of the bands.
You know what? Some of the bands from when we were younger are coming back.
Coming back.
Like who? Good Charlotte.
No. No.
One of the best. To think that, like, I mean, that's really the kind of, those are the kind of podcasts you should listen to.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's two of the dumbest people in the world being like, you know, I didn't know what a Valero was until I was 27.
Yep. Well, that is kind of what our podcast is.
Yeah, but then.
Yeah, but people are listening.
Irony.
True.
And, yeah, and people are listening to it.
That's true.
The beauty of that is that no one is listening.
Yeah. It's that. It's that. No, for. Yeah.
You know, I don't know what potpourri is, but it makes me think of like an Indian woman's vagina.
Mm-hmm.
That's too
you know,
clever.
Like perfume for an Indian woman's vagina.
Nah.
Yeah,
that's
you're
not,
right. That is too clever.
That's too clever.
You know, it's crazy. You want to know my theory? Is the reason VHS went away. Is because they never told us what VHS stands for.
That's true.
And DVD, same thing. Blu-ray, you know it stands for Blu-ray.
Blue.
Yeah.
You know it's blue. And there's Blu-rays.
That's why it's still around, because it's had the same amount of time. But nobody, for sure as shit, didn't know what VHS stands for.
Nope.
And then DVD, you say, okay, disc video.
Mm-hmm. Disc video, disc.
Disc video, disc.
Yep.
CD, you know it stands for music disc.
Yep.
Uh-huh. You know it stands for
concert.
Concert, yes. Concert distribution. Because you're distributing concert music.
No.
No.
Yo, you're right. Well, that's why CDs went away.
That's true.
Because people didn't know what they stood for.
MP3, same thing.
Music playing.
Three times.
Purchasing and pirating. There's three different ways you can get the music. That's what MP3 stands for.
Mm-hmm. I heard that.
Yeah. Well, people don't listen to it now. They listen to iTunes, and everybody knows it stands for iTunes.
That is true. Yo, what about Obama, though?
He's gone too far. What does that stand for? Nothing. Except the Quran.
Uh-huh.
No, I'm just playing.
Nah, just kidding.
Some of my family does feel that way, though.
It's pretty jacked up.
Damn, dude.
Yeah, I'll have candid conversations with my dad, and he lets me know that he thinks the president is
No.
No.
Shouts out to fucking, speaking of Baltimore, shouts out to the fucking Dirty Birds, the Ravens, mm-hmm. Lamar Jackson, soon to be crowned MVP. Fuck Tom Brady, your bitch ass lost. Fuck the Patriots.
Were they playing Houston
this
week?
They lost at home to the fucking number 6 seed Titans with Mike Vrabel, your old linebacker, fucked your ass. The Patriots sucks. Fuck Boston. Fucking Festivus number 2. Ravens all the way, baby.
Are you going to go down to M&T?
I'm going to the bank, dude.
To the bank.
I'm on the road. I'm actually kind of sad.
Damn, dude.
Literally would have gone. My brothers went to see when they beat the Patriots in the regular season. My brothers were at that game.
Damn, that must have been so lit.
Yeah.
That must have been lit, dog.
It was lit, dude. I don't fucking appreciate your tone, bitch.
No, I like Lamar Jackson a lot. He's swaggy. He wears those sunglasses.
He wears sunglasses. He wears chains. He's the best quarterback. He's the best quarterback of the next 15 years, dude. Oh, dude, it's about time we go back to Baltimore. Just try and get on 98 Rock.
Yeah.
Stop. Let's stop this. Let's stop
all
this.
The sun's been coming into my apartment, and that's been making me feel okay about being
here. Yeah. No. Sunlight is important.
No, dude, we're getting a little two-bedroom in Glen Burnie, and we're going to be the fucking afternoon.
We live together?
We live together in Glen Burnie. and we get the afternoon drive time shift.
Did you ever see those guys with, like, fucking Ben O'Brien was still living with his ex-girlfriend, and he had those, like, house painters over that week? Those two guys.
Those guys were awesome.
That, like, fucking had the same haircut since high school.
Yeah, they were just boys. Just painted, got drunk, lived together. They're 40 years old.
That's the
those
dream,
guys were
dude.
Awesome.
Those guys rocked. Hadn't even considered their life being a fucking failure in any way, shape, or form.
Too stupid.
Just the fellas.
Literally, like, fucking 1985 Mario and Luigi. Just fucking painting houses wearing the dumb outfit.
Yep.
That stupid, like, mid-80s bowl haircut.
This is awesome, dude. On old-ass men. just hanging out. Just living together in a two-bedroom. Somewhere in Hamden, probably.
Yeah, just fucking, like, the highlight of the week is going to karaoke at a sports bar.
Yes, dude. Trying to get pussy from some fat, just like, from, secretary.
Dude, do you remember Greg Behanish?
I don't.
Greg Behanish was one of those guys. He ran the open mic at like Felicitas in Rockville.
Oh yeah, I never made it out there.
Felicitas, it was like, and it was so funny because there was like no one at that bar. It was this giant space above a parking garage.
Oh god!
And it was like an Italian restaurant, but it was mostly the floor was like set up as like a dance hall.
Hell yeah!
And then there was a bar, and then they put like a couple of dining room tables or like dinner, tables at the end of the fucking. The dance hall floor, but they were doing open mic there. And Greg Behanish, do you know who Behanish is?
No, I never met him.
He's like he's like a guy that's like fucking probably graduated high school in 1980 or 1981.
Respect.
And he's like, this is the look, brother.
Oh, you've talked to me about this guy before.
Yeah, let me see if I can find it. But you know, he would host every week.
Yep.
The open mic, the nobody, and then do the same jokes. He's like, yeah, I'm from Pittsburgh, but I'm actually from all over. He's like. My arms are from Pittsburgh.
Oh, no.
My feet are from Iran.
Oh, my God.
You know, but he knew the jokes were bad. Yeah, His goal was to be annoying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, he didn't give a shit. You'd be like, Greg, this is fucking dog shit. It's week after week, he's like, all right, man. All right, brother. He, like, didn't care.
Yeah.
He'd just drive around in this fucking, like, 1986 Dodge Dynasty.
Dude, the purest thing.
And then try to get pussy from, like, just respect. These women in the. And I remember one time we were all, like, smoking weed in the garage. Me and him and another guy, and he just like went and got his dick sucked like 20 feet away by like a 42-year-old woman.
Just a bar
in
fly?
His car. He's like, they didn't say anything. They just went over to his car, got in, and he got his dick sucked, and he came back out all high.
That fucking rocks,
that
dude.
That rules.
I'm going back.
What
fuck
a
this.
Cool guy.
Fuck this, dude. I'm gonna try show business 2 more years,
mm-hmm.
and then I'm running an open mic in Baltimore and just getting top.
Yeah,
getting bad quality top.
I'm gonna try to get a job in the Buttigieg administration.
Yeah, on April Fool's one
you are
year,
gay.
Yeah,
on April
that
Fool's
makes
one
sense.
Year, I sent an email out that was like, "Greg, hey everyone, Greg Behanish, his family reached out to me, and he a combination of sleep apnea and lifelong alcoholism. He died in his sleep last night." And I was like 17 at the time. But like I was one of the only people that actually like really knew or hung out with Behanish.
Yeah.
And then all of these comics in DC were like, I can't believe this. They were like devastated.
Yeah.
All these people were upset and they were like mad at me.
Yeah, of course they would be mad at you.
Yeah, they were like mad at me. I'm like, it's a joke.
No one thought, oh, it's April Fool's.
Yeah. Well, you know, to be honest with you, my thing was, like, I got to do April Fool's a couple days before. That way
sure.
people don't know.
Right. Yeah.
I would always do it around. I couldn't wait.
It is funny how much you love April Fool's.
I love April Fool's.
You're a little prankster.
Remember this year I told guys that I wasn't doing the podcast?
Yeah, yeah. Stop. Yeah. Knew, I was and happy, I got dude. Mad.
Adam
I was
freaked
like,
out and started
Adam was
calling
freaking
me.
Out, dude.
We're supposed to be friends. Can't we talk about this?
I was already thinking about my new life, dude.
All I said was, I wish we would have been able to have a conversation.
Yeah, but Greg Behanish rock because he was like just like an 80s guy. Mm-hmm. And then like, you know, yeah, he was just like, I would go with him and then this other guy that did karaoke.
Yeah, dude.
And yeah, his whole life was like, Yeah, I remember one time he like came. He came by, and he was like. Like started talking to my high school sweetheart on MySpace, and guess what? She's divorced.
Dude, MySpace was a boon for those guys.
Oh, yeah,
Facebook,
still on
those guys. Those guys are going through the fucking divorced heap, dude. Like yeah. Nobody's business.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, guess what? She's divorced. And he had like a cabin in like Deep Creek Lake that he would just go up to.
The king.
Yeah, to fucking like drink beer and smoke weed.
Dude, no joke. Everyone's like, yeah, we're the high school bullies now. I'll tell you where they're happy.
Yeah,
they're the right. ones that always
they're
win.
They're in Deep Creek Lake getting their dick sucked in a Dodge Dynasty.
Yeah, there's someone
by a woman who's divorced.
Yeah. Yes, a woman whose life was so much worse. Worse for the last
hey,
30 years.
Hey, guess what, brother? She's divorced. And his day job was so funny. He did like tape backup for Kaiser Permanente.
Yep.
Like something like, there's no way this is going to be a job. It shouldn't be a job now.
Yeah.
I do magnetic tape backup for a healthcare provider.
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome, dude.
Yeah.
His job is just completely replaced with one USB stick. Damn.
Yeah, let me see if I can find his like videos. Because I don't want to make it clear too to any of the fucking retards that listen to this show.
Yes.
They think this is like somebody you should bully.
It's
or
not.
Into.
He's. We like him more than you.
We like him more than.
It's
you.
Not even close.
Yeah. This is not. He's just because he's happy.
Yeah.
And you aren't.
Yeah. And you never will be.
And we aren't either. But.
But we have. But thank you for paying us.
Yeah. He had this like.
They're not paying.
Public You're access right. show.
Right. Thank you to the people who are paying.
Those yeah, people are.
He had this public access show.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
Yeah.
This guy rocks.
Oh, I love him. I really do.
Yeah.
Oh, he looks great.
I've been
too.
Listening to some tapes here.
It kind of looks like you. Okay. So the bit is, hey, man, I'm just listening to some tapes here, and he's got duct tape on his ears.
Hell yeah, dude.
Hey, man. I've just been listening to some tapes here. And with that, all right, you want it, you got it. With that being the introduction, once again, my guest co-host, Stevie Ray Band.
Hey, my guest co-host.
Thank you. I got something for this audience, man. These guys are some rowdy people. And if this doesn't work because it's all tangled up, I hate this fuck bag. Oh, that's all right. We can bleep it. Bleep it, Larry.
We can bleep it. He's like, don't worry about it. And then Greg's like, watch this. And he just turns the camera and he goes, fuck. Fuck.
He's great.
Yeah. Dude, did he write a book?
Yeah, he wrote a book. Comedy Sickness.
I'm about to buy that bitch,
yeah, dude. Greg ruled.
Fuck, what's he up to these days?
I don't know. I mean, like, you know, I think that restaurant eventually closed down.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, he was a guy that just wanted to have a good time in the most basic way.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'll tell you something. On the back of this book, he does not look as good as he looked in that video, dude.
Yeah. Let me see. Oh, yeah. I mean, he's much older. This is probably from 20 years ago, this yeah. video.
I hate this actor.
Do it. Okay.
I hate it.
Let's see. This is,
Hooked on.
This collection of humor includes some of his best stand-up bits arranged into poetry form.
Yeah.
I like that.
Hell yeah, dude. Everyone go out and buy Comedy Sickness on Amazon.
Yeah.
It's $16.48, but you can buy it used for $5.98.
That's not bad.
Very funny, Joel Schubert of The Daily Sun. Not your average poetry book. It's good. David Plowman of the Arizona Star. This bloke is crazy. Funny. Edward Jenkins, The English Journals. I mean, that seems like he made all those up.
The English Journals? Yeah, no, he made all those up.
Yeah.
The Daily Sun? Star.
None of that, yeah.
Arizona Star is a real newspaper, I think.
What's The Daily Sun?
My dick. Because it rises every day and you start sucking it like the sun. Like, you suck the sun's rays. That's how you suck my dick's skin.
There's the sun, and then there's, like, the daily whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if there's a daily sun.
Who knows, bro? Dave...
Daily Star, Scottish sun.
Mm.
Anyways.
A man who has been in movies, television, radio, live on stage, in newspapers, and now an author. He attended broadcasting school. Tough. What a good guy. Everyone go out and buy this. Let's make this a number one New York Times bestseller.
New York Times documentary about the man with a square-shaped asshole.
You can also catch him singing and or DJing at various karaoke bars.
Hell
respect.
Yeah.
Damn, I'm trying to get some fucking Pussy Bahana style, dude. I'm trying to hang out with my boys, smoke weed, step out for a second to get top, and then come back immediately.
That's a very... Dude, honestly, it's like his shit fucking...
That's awesome. Yeah. That's the dream, dude.
Yeah, the setup, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like that's those house painter guys reminded me so much of fucking Bahanish. Those dudes that were like... I guess they're just like Gen X, but like, you know, like... Yeah, I don't know what, you know, like that somebody that just had a good time.
Good ass time.
But it's not attached to anything.
The absence of worry is what's awesome.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You just keep chugging, keep trucking. Who gives a fuck? We'll figure it out.
Right, yeah. No, I just want to smoke weed and have my daily access prop comedy show. Got a cabin up in Deep Creek, man.
Yeah, dude. Once we get that little two-bedroom in Glen Burnie, dude, we go to the mall. What's that Juggalo mall right there? I never should go to on Glen Burnie. What the fuck is that one called? I don't know. Fuck.
Juggalos?
Marley Station. You ever go to Marley Station?
Yeah. This is so funny, dude. Look at this. This is an account called Crutches and Spices.
Mm-hmm.
And they wrote, I guess this is the type of ableist bullshit you have to deal with when using DoorDash. And it's like them texting with their DoorDash driver. It says, hi, this is DoorDash. I will be there in 3 minutes. I'll meet you in the lobby of Building 1000. And then says, I'm disabled and I need you to come to apartment, blah, blah, blah. And they were like, I cannot leave my car in a fire lane. And they're like, I need you to come upstairs. I'm in pain and cannot go downstairs at the moment. You should be fine. Drop it off with the front desk then. And they said, the food is at the front desk. And it says, maybe if you are unable to accommodate disabled people, you should get another gig. I was reporting this interaction to DoorDash. And they're like, I can't park illegally. I just had a $300 ticket.
I mean, honestly, though, fuck that. Fuck that delivery driver.
For what?
Why?
Not parking in a fire lane?
No, dude.
Let's see the,
as
a disabled man. As an obese
receipts,
man.
Like, I'm going to see... if you're going to do this, I want to see her entire tipping history to every single DoorDash driver.
That's true.
If it's not at minimum $5, at minimum, for every single fucking order.
I tip fatly, but I will say, in New York, everyone comes to your apartment.
No, they don't, dude.
Yeah, they do.
I fucking walk down the steps
every
single time.
I have to go out to the front, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Every time I walk down to the fucking steps,
yeah,
which I don't have a problem doing.
You have a
buzzer. He brought
it
all the way to my house. I'm not going to fucking like make this guy on a fucking moped walk up the stairs to my apartment.
Yeah.
If you have a, but you don't have a buzzer, do you?
I do have a buzzer, but they don't.
You don't buzz us in.
What's that?
No, you have to. You have a lock.
Yeah, no, they don't even come up the outside steps.
Interesting.
They're down at the street level when
yeah,
I walk down there.
I usually have to meet them on the street.
Well, all I can say to you is
you can buzz people up.
I buzz people up like Seinfeld.
This is a comment. This and drivers never wanting to wait for me longer than 5 minutes, despite telling me that I'm a wheelchair user, or despite telling them that I'm a wheelchair user. And I like that subtle use of wheelchair user rather than someone that needs a wheelchair.
Yeah,
because it's like,
well, they could use a longboard.
They're like, personally, I just like the wheelchair.
I like the wheelchair. I'm a user of a wheelchair. They could.
Oh no, there's people that choose to be in a wheelchair, which is so funny.
What do you mean?
There's people that like can walk, but would rather just be wheeled around in wheelchairs.
Respect. Hold on, can I have a wheelchair? That
Wait,
sounds
is
tight.
It like those like women with pain disorders?
Yeah, women, people in pain.
Yeah,
Harvey Weinstein.
I'm in pain, dude.
He's in deep.
Whenever my dick isn't
pain.
Being sucked, I'm in existential pain.
Yeah.
So I ergo, I need one of those fucking Stephen Hawking wheelchairs.
Ergo, man, that's a cool ass word.
Thank you.
Makes me think of going to Deep Creek Lake. Makes me. Maybe they could ergo to the polls.
Oh yeah. Shouts out to Elizabeth Warren hitting the Dougie while Iran
was bombing our bases. Iraq. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Shout out to Iran, too.
Yeah. R.I.P. Soleimani, dude. Mm-hmm. He was a big cowboy, I heard.
He was.
He loved our shit, dude. R.I.P. to the boy. And then, you know.
Well, I guess we're not going to war.
I hope not, dude. Iran's tight.
Yeah, Ron's sick. Persia, our friend Meerschaum's from there.
Meerschaum is from there.
This is ridiculous.
Plus, the cuisine is fucking awesome.
I'm getting mad reading this.
Okay, go well, off.
Some people are being reasonable, like hold the businesses accountable or whatever, and then just some fat person. Or park legally and do your job. Didi literally requires you to bring it to a person's door. If you can't, you're told to decline the order and take a different one. It's like, so these people that work for like fucking below minimum wage.
With no benefits.
With no, you're not going to know what's the situation at your address until you get there.
Yeah.
So they're supposed to take the order there, find out they can't deliver it, cancel and refund your order, probably get fired. I mean, it's like, no. Drop it off at the front desk. But you, so you never leave your apartment ever. There's no way you can go to the fucking front desk.
No, dude, not for you ordered a service.
We need to draft disabled people and send them to Iran.
To do what exactly?
Annoy them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Excuse me, I'm disabled, just blowing their nose on a bunch of tapestry. I have to do this.
Some ancient.
Yeah.
Some ancient, like, fucking.
Right. It's shoving a genie lamp up their ass. I don't
feel
have
like
my,
a genie lamp with Mountain Dew and drinking out of it.
Yeah. I need this. I'm emotionally disabled. Excuse me. I'm disabled, and if this is ableist for you to say that I can't wipe my ass on your oriental rug.
Those rugs fucking rock. My mom repairs those. That was her job for years.
Pal, mm-hmm. Pal, they're take awesome. A look at what's below you right now.
Is that, that's not real, though. That's from, like, Home Depot.
No,
it's not. Max
got it.
Really?
Yeah.
It was
really nice.
It was free because someone cut it in half on the other side.
Oh.
It's like double the size of this. It's
damn,
like giant,
for real?
Yeah, a giant rug.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's very nice.
It's all right. I don't know. As a man, as
another confession.
Something's off with this. This is not.
I fuck kids.
What's off with it?
It's not. I don't know. It doesn't look hand done to me.
Hand done?
Well, it's not a flat weave. It's got a. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking
about. Yeah,
shut
the fuck up. Were you the one who spent some of his adolescence at Michael's Oriental Rugs? Michael's Rug Gallery?
Well, I wouldn't use that name.
That's what they're called.
I don't know about
in
that.
In the 90s, that's what they were called.
Did you ever get brought to, like, antique shops by your mom ever?
No, never antique
you
shops.
Never went to one? I remember, like, a handful of times, and it was always, like, driving somewhere. Like, taking, like, going to New York, but, like, through PA. Like, going, like, a weird way. I have, like memories of, like...
Yeah.
Maybe there was one, like,
probably through Lancaster or some shit like that.
There was one, I think there was like a some small town north of like Frederick or something that I went into like an antique shop one time when I was a kid, and like it just creeped the fuck out of me.
Oh yeah.
Just old shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, I mean she never took us to that place, but she took us to like one of her friends. Her boss's house was like that.
Yeah.
I remember one time we had to go visit and it was just like all old creepy shit.
Yeah.
And he was like an old Iranian man, and his wife was like the most annoying Jewish lady I've ever met in my life. And it was just like everything was antiques. You couldn't touch anything. A lot of creepy dolls.
Yeah, those houses suck. And the furniture is never comfortable.
Never comfortable, dude.
Yeah.
It's all like, yeah, it's all.
Those places suck.
Yeah. Give me beanbag, nothing but beanbag chairs.
Hell yeah, dude. Fort style.
I want blankets.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I want fucking Snuggies. When you know when people sometimes make you take your shoes off in my house,
give
you take your clothes off, you put a Snuggie on.
That's very nice.
Well, it's because I'm afraid of germs.
It just looks like a fucking Eyes Wide Shut party.
Yeah.
Everyone's
wearing I'm about to have a fucking household where you take your shoes off and put little Korean fucking spa slippers.
That's a really nice touch.
It's a nice
honestly,
touch.
If you're in a no shoes house, you should.
You gotta have the Korean spa slippers.
You should provide. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And I'm gonna have wide, by the way, because I know what it's like to have to be given complimentary footwear and it's not wide enough.
When a person literally can't get to where you left their food, you have no right to expect empathy or a tip. I'm gonna find this person and kill them. I'm kidding. You theoretically.
It's not Twitter. You're fine, dude.
I'm gonna do it in what do people say in Minecraft?
Yeah, is that I don't know.
Isn't that one of them? Is it like
a way around it?
The way people either say in Minecraft or I would love to get into a self defense situation.
Yeah, yeah.
The fuck was I just about to say? Damn! Now I'm thinking about. Now you got me reminiscing about my time after school at Michael's Rug Gallery, dude.
Yeah.
There was a good ass Chinese spot right there.
Hold on. They might be hot.
Uh oh.
The disabled chicks?
Yeah.
Well, maybe.
Oh, no, never mind. And
okay,
and,
all right. Thank God.
And,
oof.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense.
Looks like Barney from The Simpsons.
Yikes. Damn.
Yeah.
So there's a 7-Eleven, dude, and sometimes I would get slushies and Chinese food.
Would you mix up the flavors?
Absolutely.
Suicide style?
And we became friends with the people that owned it, the Korean family that owned it. They had a very cute, fat little daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they would just... wouldn't even charge me for the slushies, dude.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you used to hook up.
No, she was like a baby.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, dude.
I thought, you know, they had a fat little kid. Your mom had a fat little kid.
Nah. We didn't fuck
They'd
as children.
They'd dress you guys up in matching outfits, make you go on dates.
That would actually be cute as hell.
Mm, I would love that. We should all have kids around the same time
so
that they can all go out with each other.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. My son's going to fuck all your sons in the asses.
Yeah, our sons could be gay together.
But mine will win. Mine will break your son's hearts. Because his cock is going to be good and big because it skips a generation.
I can't wait for my son to be living at his mother's house.
Yeah, that really is the dream. No joke. I would love to be a fucking just a dad that pops in every...
A cool, distant dad. Really, the real takeaway weekend. From this... Ethan Hawke in Boyhood.
Yep.
Just have a sick car.
Yep.
I like that, like, all of these social issues that fucking bled out of academia and, like, distilled into whatever the fuck social media became, or is now just at the level of customer service disputes, and that's all they are.
Yeah.
It's literally just fucking, it is just customer service disputes.
No, I mean, I get that it's, like, difficult to be disabled and, like, have to go down and get your food, but they're, like, taking it out on the most vulnerable members of society.
I mean, look, I see what they're saying, because if the fucking business, if the business, what they advertise is we give it right to your door and they don't send it and they don't do that, that's fucking annoying. But at the same time, you're like, who are you mad at? You're mad at a fucking minimum wage, like, driver.
Exactly.
Well, that shit's happened to me, yeah, and I've been mad, and then I'm like, oh, she's fucking, who cares?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You just go get your shit, and you tip them extra, because your life is better. You know what I'm saying? You just got head after a road gig, and you wanted some pizza.
Exactly.
And what, am I going to be mad that they don't come into the hotel, or am I just going to pop outside, get the pizza and wings, tell her thank you? Her son is in the car. I feel bad now.
Yeah, he had to wait.
Which is something that literally happened to me. One time a DoorDash lady had her, like, I was mad because she, like, took forever and, like, wouldn't drop the shit off.
Oh, I thought the lady that was giving you the blowjob had her son in the car. No. Yeah, I literally thought
guess what? She's divorced. No, that's never happened to me.
Just some chick coming over.
I think I've only fucked one mom in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Have you? How many have you? Oh, ooh, yeah. I mean, I wasn't trying to set you up. I was asking Nick that question, Nick.
He was looking at me, but he was asking you.
Yeah, but Agent Babisham.
Oh, man, our friend from Iran.
Anyway.
That was funny.
Damn. I can't wait to... Honestly, I know it's bad for a kid, but being like a distant father seems cool.
Oh, yeah.
Going to laser tag and getting ice cream sundaes and shit.
Mm-hmm. Talking shit about mom.
The truth is, though, none of us will be fathers and we'll die alone.
Yeah. No, I don't know, man. I think I could see myself being a bad father.
Nah, you're going to have a heart attack in a couple years. I'm going to overdose, and Adam's going to, like, I don't know, discover some weird inheritance from some vampire uncle.
Yep.
I wish.
Yeah.
Nah, you'll just, like, fall into some kind of money and not do anything.
Yeah.
No, I think I will probably have a family but not leave them in the right. When I do die early, not leave them in the right situation. That would be nice, man. Take from everyone, not give back.
I just want to die in my owl sanctuary.
It'll happen, dude.
Yeah, move to Montana and have a little owl sanctuary.
It'll happen, dude. You want, now it's Montana?
Yeah.
Shit, when I first met you, you were talking about Montana.
Oh, yeah.
That's a motif.
No, I thought it was
taxidermy
Alaska.
School.
Yeah, taxidermy. No, it was Montana.
Taxidermy school.
He was going to go to taxidermy
then
school.
Then you had an Alaska phase.
That was brief. That was recent. And that was more about...
That was like in the last 2 years.
That was more about property taxes, yep.
Yeah. Don't you get paid for living there, too, because of the oil revenues?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Do you get head from...
Alaska's about to fucking be very, you know, Hava Nagila, if you know what I mean.
There's a book about that.
Jewish Alaska?
The Yiddish Policeman's Union.
The Yiddiglus.
The Yiddiglus.
The Michael Chabon
Yig book. Jews.
Oh, yeah, we've talked about this before. I listened to, I think the author was on Fresh Air.
Michael Chabon?
And I listened to the interview, but I'll never read the book.
How about Icewich? Icewich.
Nope. Mm-mm. Like Auschwitz, but it's cold.
Ice, yeah.
I think it was pretty cold in Auschwitz too.
On ice.
Yeah.
No, it was very comfortable.
No, I think it was in Poland.
Dude, it'd be funny if like they went to Auschwitz and it's just like a fucking...
They were very thin.
It's like a
pajamas.
Motel 6.
I don't think... I really don't think that... Oh, you mean like it's a development?
No. I mean, at the time it was like a Super 8 or whatever. And then afterwards, like, ugh, the beds were awful. And it was like there was barbed wire everywhere.
I have to say, at Auschwitz, the service was terrible.
Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah.
You know, you would ring a bell and nobody would show up.
Damn, what movie did I just watch where somebody talked about being in Auschwitz and got it? Oh, was that Paul Rudd show where it's like his twin or something?
Oh, yeah, there's a clone or something. My cousin was watching that when he was in town.
Yeah, it looks fucking annoying and stupid, honestly.
He liked it a lot.
But yeah, well, tell him to suck my fucking dick.
Paul Chudd, how about that?
Ooh.
He did erase my memory card in my PS1.
Dude, that's...
Don't bring it up.
Which game?
Tony Hawk Pro Skater. I brought it up on the show before. I get heated every time I think about it. Dude, I worked so hard on that.
When my franchise mode on Madden would get saved over, I would be fucking pissed, dude.
Unbelievable. All the work you put in.
All the work. All the not getting pussy in high school to play franchise mode on Madden and draft well. I loved drafting. I didn't even like playing the actual games that much, dude.
You liked the front office.
I was a front office guy.
Yeah, me too.
I loved scouting, you know, checking out the rookies, the promising young rookies.
About,
Sorry,
I thought I had to say something.
No, you don't have to say anything.
ESPN got in trouble because they had like a slave auction, right? For
what?
Yeah, they like it wasn't like an. It wasn't like a slate. They held an auction. Maybe it was for fantasy football or for the draft or something.
Uh-huh.
And then they were like, no, this is like you're auctioning off.
That's how people play fantasy football, though, is you auction players off.
I guess it is kind of like a... these
the
are
fucking...
Boys.
I mean, the what is the... The combine is fucked up. These motherfuckers are naked. They're like measuring their bodies and shit.
Yeah.
And they're asking them like...
You have to get completely naked. They make you sit on one of those bicycles with a dildo in it and you go as fast as you can while they measure your heart rate.
Yep, exactly.
And they're like, and he's gay. he's crossed.
He's too gay. His heart isn't beating fast
he's
enough.
He's enjoying it too much.
We can tell he's smiling.
He's too relaxed.
Yeah, then they have like interviews with the
where they play mind games.
Where they fuck with you. Yeah,
this is fucked up. Like
he doesn't have the leadership qualities.
Yeah, like who'd they tell? Who's the guy that they were like? I think Des Bryant.
Like,
they were like,
"Are you gay?"
No, they're
no, your mom's a whore.
They called his mom a prostitute.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, you should swing on somebody that says that shit in a professional setting.
Yeah.
Imagine if he was like, "I heard your mom's a fucking slut," to the GM. They'd be like, he's unacceptable.
He doesn't have the leadership qualities to play the quarterback position.
Yeah.
How about the beat offership qualities?
The beat offership?
Mm-hmm. Where am I?
I have some serious beat offership qualities.
I'm being cooked by the light.
Yeah, you're pretty
blinded
toasty.
Blinded by the
it's
light.
It's getting me...
Sucked off by my mouth.
It's putting me into the zone.
I'm sucking your dick and then I'm fucking your ass.
I feel like I just always have heartburn now. It just never goes away.
Yeah, it's part of
it. Well, we did
older.
Have a pretty greasy diner breakfast. You had a greasy ass diner burger.
Shout out smoking to Mike's. A lot too.
Have you been?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll do her, Chief.
That'll do it.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that'll do her, Chief.
I saw the Richard Jewell movie.
Oh, yeah?
That looks stupid.
It was great.
And possibly gay, also.
No, Nick.
That is a good point, what Nick just said, and I actually sort of...
Nick, you would really
I tend to agree.
Rotten Tomatoes featured reviewer.
You would really like it, Nick, because it's like one of the most anti-cop movies I've ever seen.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
From Clint Eastwood.
You know me, punk rock, ACAB. Yeah.
Nick is sticking poking ACAB onto his fucking tits right now.
I just hate authority. And now the cops and the people the cops hate. Well, not really. The cops don't have a problem with disabled people.
Yeah. I bet you.
Disabled people have too much authority. That's what I
think.
That's
true.
They control all the parking spaces. They boss people around.
Yup. Yeah, dude, I want that spot. I'm trying to go to Buffalo Wild Wings. I'm not trying to fucking walk too much. You fucking assholes.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
Because honestly, dude, I get to White Marsh Mall, and I'm trying to watch UFC and eat Buffalo Wild Wings.
The spot that's for expecting mothers, too, is bullshit. Because it's like,
that's a spot?
Yeah, this one's for expecting mothers. And it's like, what sucks about childbirth is squeezing the fucking thing out of your pussy.
No, sure. I think carrying a child probably
sucks. No, it's the pussy part.
It literally is fucking the same as being fat.
Thank you.
It is fucking no different than being fat.
Thank you.
In fact,
you throw up and shit.
A woman's body.
I throw up a lot. I get stuck when I eat a whole fucking thing of Ben and Jerry's. At 3 a.m., I wake up and I have a fucked up stomach and I have diarrhea.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they did it to themselves.
As I did.
Yeah.
We have a lot in common, pregnant women and fat people.
You know what? Disabled people, parking spot's gone. Mothers, parking spot's gone. Fat people, only the dudes.
Cha-ching. Thank you.
Fat dudes only, they get up front.
Thank you.
Fat women, you better get yourself pregnant, bitch.
That's right.
We took their spots away.
Well, how about this? If you're fat before you got pregnant, because then you're double fat.
Then you're double fat.
So then you get a spot,
and you have to deal with
yeah.
The pain
but you're most equipped being to carry a child because you've been carrying all that
you
weight.
Have to deal with
exactly.
It.
They now, know what Nick is saying is right.
But okay,
because the baby is like a cock and balls.
The way society doesn't treat them.
Yep.
Society
so
treats
double them. Fat women and fat men
fat
get spots.
Pregnant men get parking spots.
Mm-hmm.
Pregnant man.
How much would it cost to get me on the stage of the next debate?
We'd have to get a certain amount of donors.
Who's that guy? Hoyer?
Yeah, we have another. There's two people
Brian
doing the debate
Hoyer.
As a team, and it's Nick and Stav who share a 2-bedroom apartment.
Glen Burnie.
Dude, Glen Burnie is so fucking horrible.
Glen Burnie sucks, Nick, dude.
And I remember I was like, it's not that bad. It's like the butt of the joke, the way like Dundalk and shit is. But it's like, you know what, dude? There's some charm to Dundalk.
Glen Burnie's not as bad as, Glen Burnie's worse than Dundalk because it's not as bad as Dundalk.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's nicer.
Dundalk is like gets to be.
It's like
the
Dundalk,
one of those places.
It's like Dundalk, Columbia.
Yeah.
They think it's their suburb.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like this is nice.
Well, Dundalk gets to be that place. It's like this is just this retarded white trash.
Yeah.
Kind of like ridiculous shithole.
Yep.
Whereas Glen Burnie is like that, but also they got a bunch of Paneras.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know what Dundalk has is charming local businesses like Jimmy's
like
Famous
a,
Seafood.
Like a Chinese restaurant that used to be a paint store.
Exactly. There literally is one of those.
I know.
There's that weird Squire's Pizza that's like this old ass, like everyone says it's good ass pizza and it sucks dick.
Yeah.
That's good. That's pretty much... I'm kind of topping it. Ooh, there's the diner that my dentist owns that one time when my brother was getting a fucking teeth cleaning, someone came in, whispered in his ear that there was a gas that was making people sick in the diner, and he stopped cleaning my brother's teeth and ran away to fix it. There's that place. I believe it's called the Boulevard. I won't say what it's called for legal reasons, but, you know, that exists. The Popeyes that my mother would take us to. After we sat in the library while she did errands and, you know, did Carmen San Diego and didn't read a book and then also rented Mystery Men.
Yeah.
There's
that movie's,
yeah.
I rewatched that recently.
It's good.
Yeah.
Pee-wee Herman's return, I believe, after the...
How much pussy do you think Pee-wee Herman got? Was he gay? Paul Rubens?
No, they got caught masturbating in a
theater. In a porn theater, yeah.
But was it gay porn?
No,
but that's like
porn.
Bullshit, right? Doesn't everyone masturbate in a porn theater?
No,
is that the point?
Just you.
No.
Wilford, what's his
well,
face?
Well, I told you guys
too.
About that place.
Will you be mad if the audience finds out that you go to gay porn theaters to masturbate? Because I won't tell them.
We won't say anything.
Hold on.
All
right. So I won't say anything.
Just don't bring it up.
I beeped it. I beeped all that stuff.
Yeah, we beeped the stuff about saying that you go to gay porn theaters you pay. To jack off and
will
then suck
upset?
Off the
usher.
Because
in the past, you're like, I'm worried the audience is going to find out that I'm a pedophile. So if you could just keep that on the down low.
And we have. We've never, hold on. Beep it out.
Yeah, that's beep.
Yeah, okay. It's just.
We've never brought it up, and we've always lied to the cops for you, too.
We've always lied.
Private. And they have come to our
house.
That's
why I don't like the cops. That's why you had to say you hate the cops, because you're implying that you're reminding yourself that I'm a good friend to you.
Yeah. I was a big Blue Lives Matter guy until they started trying to get you for fucking children, which you do all the time.
You're having sex with them. You're like, look, first of all, there's a difference between a phoebophilia and pedophilia. And I am a pedophile.
And I'm both.
I'm a pedophile. I want to be the guy that's like making that distinction, but they're like, I fuck 6 year olds.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
There's got to be a difference between pedophiles. There's got to be multiple ones.
Yeah.
There's probably guys who fuck babies.
Yeah. Even in the baby fucking community, there's the guys that are like, the infant isn't dead, guys. It's not like we are. First of all, it is mostly a servicing relationship.
Mm-hmm.
We do a lot to the infant, not in them.
We suck the baby's balls and jack its little penis off.
That's such a fucking... Imagine being a cop having to investigate stuff like that. And you just have to, like, fucking talk respectfully to somebody that you've arrested for sucking a baby's balls.
And just jacking his little soft penis.
And they're like, it's okay, Mike. Yeah, your lawyer said it'll be here in a minute. Obviously, you don't have to talk to us, but you need a coffee or anything. And it's like your job to gather evidence.
That job has to be traumatic.
And you have to
Sucks.
Yeah, and it's funny because there's people that do that.
I have a friend who works in SVU in Montgomery County.
Cops will kill themselves. And then people were like, probably because he felt guilty about all the black men he killed. And it's like, or, you know, just having to look at child pornography as a
job. For his job.
Not to be sympathetic to police officers. I mean, they deserve to die for the for killing the black
men. The ones that aren't.
But the reason they did it is often a reason of humanity.
Yeah.
And thank you for joining us on the 700 Club.
That's right. That's true.
I wish the 700 Club had the same theme song as Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah.
I'm Pat Robertson. There's starving children in Africa, and they deserve to be that way because they're gay. You know, it's called that because Jesus' dick was 700 inches long.
Now, that one deserves the guitar riff, dude.
I don't know if that's still on here.
Yeah.
I want to learn how to play guitar like that.
What? I still have that electric guitar we bought at Guitar Center.
You haggled.
Well,
have you played it?
We bought him. Nick and I were together.
Are you
going
to try and sell it to me?
No, I'm saying we can jam, dude.
I tried to jam. I tried to learn how to play guitar when I was in like 9th grade, I think.
I'm still trying, dude.
And my teacher was this blonde guy that wore a shirt that said NYPD, biggest street gang in the world.
Yeah.
He was an AKM guy.
Cool.
And I saw that. I was like, damn, hell yeah. Nice, brother.
Milkshakes, brother.
It was pre-milkshakes, dude.
I know. That whole thing is so good.
I'm throwing milkshakes at fascists.
That'll show them.
If there's one thing I can't stand, it's fascists. I love to wear my messenger bag and go around on my bike and get mad at fascism.
Damn, I would love a milkshake and then a little nap. I don't want to go to therapy, dude.
Yeah.
I haven't gone to therapy in 4 weeks, and the holidays happened so much. I got so much to fucking unload on my man right now.
Yeah. Do you guys kiss?
If I don't know. I can feel like he wants to hug sometimes.
Yeah, what about instead of like a massage parlor?
I don't want to.
I do go
it's
to
like a therapy the parlor, but you get jacked off at the end.
I think it was a psychiatrist. Okay. You get more
That's
pills.
Not bad.
Nice.
And some guy was like leaving her office in the appointment before mine. I get in there. I was like, who the fuck was that?
Yeah, what the fuck,
and
bitch?
She was laughing.
You're seeing other guys.
And I was like, no, what the fuck is this? You know, and she's like laughing. And then I was like, what if I just continued this bit the entire time? Is she going to stop me and be like, your problem is that you turn everything into a joke?
No, I wouldn't say that's your issue.
Yeah?
No.
No. Okay.
No. Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely not. Adam, I want to return back. I want to circle back to what you were saying about.
Yeah, what if you just get jacked off at the end of your session? It'd be nice.
That would be
right. You say, oh,
rock.
My dad did this, and, you know, I'm now, so scarred from that, and then you get jacked off.
So your therapist would be a hot lady?
Oh, well, whatever.
Or do they bring someone in?
Just a technician. No, it would have to be the same person.
It would have to be the same person.
I think they'd have to come, you'd have to get the same guy.
Because in my, and honestly, to be
I see a guy myself.
To know. Be honest with you, because I see a guy, I don't really want to get, I don't want him
I don't
to jerk
get
me
jacked off.
Off
by my guy.
Me but, neither. So what I'm saying is, bring a little lady
it would be
with
weird.
Big tits.
Yeah, it would be weird to go see a therapist that's like a tiny Asian woman.
Dude, my therapist in fucking in Baltimore was hot.
Yeah,
I wanted to fuck her.
You've been doing good job.
But don't you feel like you can't
you
really
do,
be
yeah,
honest?
Yeah, good job. You do a good job on your brain. Do they have talk therapy
dude,
in China?
You need to do that. That's how. That's what's going to unlock you.
Yeah.
You fucking get to your Chinese roots.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Do they have talk therapy in China? Just a Chinese guy sitting down. He's like, yeah, I feel bad. And somebody being like, yeah, stop. Don't. Don't feel bad. And he's like, okay.
I'm sure they do.
Okay, good job.
I'm sure they do, Nick. I'm gonna. I think they probably
yeah, it's
do.
It's probably exactly it's, like that.
I think it's a little different than that, but
it's probably just like that.
Yeah. Well, Apple's.
No, hold on. I mean, did you say I'm sure they do. I don't know if they do. I don't know. Do not know if they have therapists in China.
I think it might be a Western thing.
It's very much a Western thing.
Sounds like it.
No, come on. They got therapy.
Dude,
what the fuck?
They didn't have therapy here until like the fucking 70s.
Yeah, but do they have other kinds of doctors in China? Yes.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like that's also that doesn't mean that like the idea that everyone should be in fucking therapy and that there's something fundamentally wrong.
I'm not
with
saying
your
it's
my
in the fucking Western ass China. I'm saying in the big ass cities. They
but
probably
my therapist
got therapy.
Isn't a doctor. I think he's
yeah.
Like a,
most aren't doctors.
Yeah, most aren't doctors.
Yeah, but it's kind of
they have
whatever.
Acupuncture and this is like a
couple oh yeah
of
they probably
guys.
Do have you know what you're yeah. Right they probably go to acupuncture.
This
instead.
Is like a bunch of Chinese guys on a podcast and like, do you think they have fucking like?
But that's a great point. Actually,
they're like, do they have acupuncture in America?
It's probably the same way we have acupuncture.
And then
it's kind like of a niche thing.
The
fat,
fat Chinese guy.
Do
is
that
like,
really?
Of course they have acupuncture. Don't they have other kind doctors?
And that fat the fat Chinese guy would be right, by
the
way.
The other Chinese guy is like, yeah, but I bet the way America have acupuncture is real soft, like feather.
Yeah.
He go, oh, I touch you with feather. Do you feel better, baby? Or do you have to go talk to mind doctor? Because you baby. They're upset about capitalism. Even though you live a very comfortable life in your baby world. You want to come to China. To be real communist because you're not getting enough money making $90,000 freelancing listicles in your New York apartment.
Look, I'm not saying it's a thriving fucking booming ass business.
Probably in Hong Kong they have it, right?
Where yeah, it's like, for sure. But I bet you, you know, it's getting
I'm
gonna going.
Look up a talk therapist in...
I just Googled it.
Talk therapy.
Therapy
then,
in China.
No. I'm gonna find the town that's somewhere in the middle between... Talk therapy, Ching.
No, no.
The demand for psychotherapy in China is
Jing
booming.
Zhang.
Thank you.
Ching Chong Zub Zhang. That sounds like a city in China. And let's see. Zero results. So no. There you go. They don't have it there.
Actually, I believe I've been vindicated.
Yeah.
Well, no, you haven't. Because they've been unable to meet demand because in 2013 there was a law that went into effect that restricted the ability of psychologists in mainland China to offer psychotherapy.
Thank you.
No, I was right. They need it and they have it.
Yeah.
But the fucking government
thank you.
Is stopping the beautiful free market.
Thank you.
No. Y'all racist.
y'all racist. It's not racist, it's just a different culture.
I know. I mean, I don't even think they have that much therapy in Greece.
Yeah.
Fuck. Yeah, I mean, wherever they got Jews, they got therapy.
Yeah, they only have psychotherapy in hospitals in China.
Yeah, that's what it says.
And that's the thing. It's like when psychotherapy was invented, like fucking, like, it was to deal with, like, people with, like neuroses, like, fuck, people with, like, a stutter, or people who, like, can't stop masturbating in public. It's
nice.
Not like you wouldn't go to, to see a psychoanalyst and being like, yeah, I got broken up with. And they'd be like,
yeah, but everybody
okay, fucking
beat their wives when that shit started.
What do you mean?
Checkmate.
No.
Checkmate, brother.
You've never even played chess.
I have. I was talking about checkers.
Yeah.
King me is what I meant to say.
Okay, that's not you winning the game.
King me, double, triple king me.
That's fine. I still have gotten all of your pieces.
No, I'm not the king, bitch.
Yep, I have.
That I just said
the
king
you got
me
one.
With.
You got one piece to the end of the board. Meanwhile, what are you looking at? Your whole back wall is filled with crowns.
Yeah, but I'm going to come back with my new king powers and get your whole shit, fuck your whole shit up.
It's physically impossible.
I've never played. Yeah. I don't even know how checkers works, honestly.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's because I'm playing Chinese checkers.
Fuck, dude. My dick is small. I've never seen my own dick.
Because it is too small, it's small, and my balls are too.
My balls are bigger than my dick. Because I'm gay.
Because I'm gay.
My penis.
But that song is by a blind guy.
Smells. Yeah. Oh, he's never seen his penis.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. But I haven't seen my dick.
Damn, he's never seen titties.
Or a pussy. Or a titty. But never two titties even. I haven't seen just one, but my dick is small.
Even though I haven't seen it, I know that it's small.
Carmelo's just like, what a beautiful song.
My wife tells me my dick is small.
Yeah. You
and
know,
I want to kill
I would just,
myself.
I would love to go to Naples. And to listen to that song.
Oh, yeah. Her and What's-Her-Face went to...
Roe.
Her and Roe.
They went to Paris, though.
Didn't Roe get her fucking pussy worked over in Paris?
Yeah, she got beat up by Caribbean rappers.
Wait, really?
No.
She did get her pussy stuffed, though,
right? I've actually slowly been rewatching this show. I mean, I'm constantly just watching this.
Yeah,
for
sure.
I'm getting the season six now. When is the fucking, like, Kevin Finnerty...
6B.
6B, yeah.
Oh, really?
It's deep in there.
Yeah, it's
in my mind, it was like way earlier.
And people
in the
were
show.
Going crazy at the time because they were like, the show's almost going to be over, and they're in this like dream state. He gets shot at the end of season 6A.
Well, you're right. It is that late. Holy shit.
Yeah. And people are like, what the fuck is this shit? I want to see
hey, what the
whacked.
Fuck? Yeah. I want him to whack some fucking movie.
That shit is amazing.
My dick is too small. My penis and my
dude,
balls.
Throw a little effect on that, dude.
And my dick is too small. My dick is too small.
Hold on, let's see.
My dick.
Get you in here too.
My dick is too small. I can't fuck anyone with my small ass little fucking dick. I'm gay and my dick is smaller than my balls. My balls are bigger than my dick. I'm gay and no one sucks me off.
I love singing.
Cause my dick's small as my ball sack.
A show called America's Next Dude. America's Next Guy that hangs out.
America's Next Top Guy that chills, dude.
Yeah, the guys that chill.
I've never had sex. I am gay. Please fuck my ass. I am gay.
I'm gay. My ass is fucked. I get fucked in my ass. Please fuck my ass. Please fuck
my fucking ass.
Don't fuck
me
with a pussy.
With a pussy.
I must only be fucked by
men because I'm gay as hell and
Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to the show.
To come town, this is the end.
This show sucks. We're going to kill ourselves.
I don't want to do it anymore. I'm not being ungrateful. Dude. I've seen the way all of this ends. It's not pretty, it's going to be bad. Unless you quit while you're ahead. And then not even the pinnacle was the trip to Australia. And ever since then, it's just been delaying the inevitable.
Well, I just wish we could have had a conversation.
Hell yeah.
Oh,
dude.
What do you wish, Adam?
That we could.
Shut up.
You have reached Bersham. I am not here right now. Leave a message.
Dude, the effects are so fucking
good.
That's
so sick. Fun.
Dude, I felt like I was really singing over there for a second.
I gotta say, let's turn this into a singing podcast. I'll get an auto tuner to plug it in.
It's happening.
Wow. Yeah,
let's do it.
Yeah. And then we can really develop our singing voice.
next bonus, don't expect to hear a single non-sung.
It would be
word,
so funny instead of quitting the show, we just sincerely made this singing practice and people could listen to us like try to harmonize. And there's no. It's like, you know, like Steve Martin did a banjo album.
Yeah.
It's like for 2 years, the podcast is
just
harmonizing.
Us learning
practice.
How to, yeah.
Yeah. But then songs that suck.
Yes.
You know?
Of course.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be like funny. It would be like real sincere songs we're trying to do.
It's 12 o'clock and it's a wonderful day. You're listening to the Silver Chair podcast. I know you hate me, but I'll ask anyway. Thank you, Cleveland.
Let's do hilarities again, but just sing.
Yeah.
I went to an improv show the only
Won't
time I've gone.
Won't you come with me and fuck me in my ass?
Fuck me in my fucking ass.
The first act.
Fuck my fucking ass, I'm gay.
Shut up.
Random fucking gay and I can't fuck my ass.
The flies in the Vaseline we are. Can't wait to get fucked in my ass. Can't stop thinking about getting
fucked in my ass.
You fuck me, I fuck you, fuck me in my ass.
Woo!
Yeah.
Woo! Thank you for fucking my asshole. I'm gay and it feels real good.
Flies in my ass we are. What's real and what's for sale? My ass is for sale.
That's pretty good.
Oof. Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, you know they do
the
like
90s. The best lyrics of any decade.
I smell hard ass pain ass.
I smell getting fucked in my ass.
Who's that sucking on my balls?
Yeah. Very good.
Thank you.
I lost my mind thinking about gay sex. All of the gay sex that I left behind on Allison Road. What are some other songs that came out of that?
From the 90s?
Yeah, I'm just going to take a look.
Yeah, just take a look.
We'll just go ahead and look here on Google.
Just take a look. I'm getting sucked off now.
What song is it?
And I'm gay.
Oh, wait, we have to guess the song.
Oh, okay. And I have never had sex before because
is that Queensryche?
Small as shit. I don't know. I don't even know.
What's that Queensryche?
That was an original?
No, it's a song, but I don't remember what it is.
What's that Queensryche song? Silent Lucidity?
And I, no. And I have never sucked a dick. I don't know the actual songs.
Wow, this game rules.
I just
this,
know
game, this is a great game to play with a guy that doesn't know the song. Can't tell you whether
I don't know what song you were doing earlier.
What?
The ointment shit?
Vaseline by Stone Temple Pilots.
I have no idea. I've never heard that song.
Rising the Vaseline.
But I was vibing, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. you know this song.
I got one. Suck on my dick because I'm gay and suck my penis. I am
the Macarena.
Yeah.
Suck my fucking penis. I am gay and I suck my penis. My dick is fucking little and I want to suck your penis.
Hey, suck my penis.
This is Vaseline.
Oh, okay. It sounds familiar. I mean, I was vibing. Don't get me wrong. Hey. Come on, Scott. Oh, yeah. Oh, this is a good-ass song, dude.
Yeah.
This shit rocks. Yep. Yeah. Although, I gotta say, I like our version better.
Yeah.
Yeah, you really...
We'll kiss and fuck me in my home.
I'm gay.
I fuck you, you fuck me.
Yeah, definitely.
Boy. Oh, boy, oh, definitely. Boy. Well,
what about...
How about Falling Gay with Michael Douglas, huh?
Oh, okay.
Just the movie?
Yeah.
Falling Down?
Yeah.
I like
it. But he's
it.
Had enough.
You call this a cheeseburger? They used to put cum between the patties. It was something called customer service that you used to get. Not anymore. Everything's cheap. I was wondering if there's a place to have gay sex.
Is there a place to have gay sex around here?
Is there a place to have gay sex in the bathroom?
Yeah, I like Falling Gay.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Wasn't there some idea of customer service that you could have gay sex?
That you could be paid for having gay sex.
You know, someone used to come out and have gay sex with the customers.
In my day, you came to a JCPenney's for a new suit. They sucked your cock and fucked
your ass.
This
was the song you were doing.
No. I don't think so, dude. And I have never fucked your ass.
This is your favorite song.
I don't know this song.
This is your favorite song.
Stop's favorite song.
I don't know it, dude. I think it's yours.
Puts on at night.
I think it's yours, dude.
No, but I did live with this like fucking white trash couple that it was like, I forget the guy's name, but he had been in prison for 4 years. And as soon as you met him, he would be like, yeah, how you doing? His name was like Glenn or something. He was a bricklayer. And he had this fat bitch girlfriend, Terry.
Go on a diet, you fat bitch.
Dude, Terry was just a pig. And he just, but I mean, I told this story before, but yeah, one time I came in and they were watching like fucking, watching Queensryche on like Comcast Music Tunes.
Hell yeah.
The like Comcast Music Channel. And just, she just had her eyes closed and was like shaking her head back and forth.
just vibing,
just,
bro.
Yeah, just getting really into Queensryche.
Hell yeah.
And then he was like, you know, doing that like standing like full body.
Yes,
you know,
rhythmic fucking.
Yeah. And it's like 3 p.m. They're just drunk.
Respect. Yeah, that's a nice little afternoon right
there.
That guy
Glenn was so funny, man. Because I would smoke weed with him in the garage. I was like 19. And he was like 37.
Hell yeah, dude.
I smoked weed with him in the garage. He's like, yeah, you know. I mean, I just did 4 years in prison, but I don't like talking about it. I was like, this is cool. You don't have to. And he's like, yeah, it's for assault. Some guy fucking started some shit at a bar and I fucked his ass up. And I'll do it again.
Damn, like, he went to jail for that long.
It's
for
like
that.
You don't have to talk.
You really, it's cool, man. I don't. In fact, I'd kind of prefer if you didn't actually.
Yeah, I didn't see him for a while, and they're like, nobody saw him for a while. And then my other roommate like was like, yeah, I saw Glenn, and I guess he had a. He like shows up at the bar. They worked at a bar, and he's just got like claw marks all over his face. He was like, yeah, me and Terry broke up.
Oh shit.
He's just like, you got like attacked by the Revenant.
Damn.
Yeah, we broke up.
Yeah, we broke up.
Yeah. Just listening to fucking just before having disgusting like guy who was in jail and now has a fat girlfriend sex.
Yeah. You have to know
when this song dropped, you'll wait till the drop and you'll know, you'll just imagine these people.
Oh my god.
Oh, this guy's singing voice is hilarious.
Someone close to you.
It sounds like South Park.
It does, dude.
One of the worst songs of all time. So here it is,
another chance. Chance. Hell yeah.
Or has it just begun?
Oh,
yeah.
No. Oh shit! Or has it just begun? And they look into each other's eyes.
No, not even. They do. They never looked into each other's eyes. This fab is just like with the whole Coors Light in the fucking koozie, just like just jamming head back and forth. He's like fucking like looking like he's about to whatever that throw up standing worm.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a fucking good ass song.
Respect
right there,
to them, man.
Or has it just begun?
Right, that's a fucking that's a conundrum, fucking, right there,
dude. It has it just begun? I fucking think about that shit all the time. I'm sure I've talked about this guy before, but yeah, there was one time where he's like, fucking, yeah, man, I want to show you some of the tattoos I came up with in jail. And he brings me into his room, and he opens a shoebox, and it's literally, I was like, oh, these are drawings. These aren't tattoos.
Yeah.
These are things you've drawn
he's
on
like,
paper.
No, they're tattoos.
Yeah. And what they, it was like, it was great, dude. It was like a skull and a top hat with flames.
Around it. That's awesome.
Yeah. He's just an 11-year-old intellectual.
And then he's like looking through the box. And then he's like just looking down and going through them. And he's like, I'm going to show these to my son one day.
Oh, my God. Damn. R.I.P. to him. I assume he's dead.
Yeah, I don't know. He's probably back in jail. He was like one of those guys that would always talk about how fun Austin was in the 90s.
So
and then the way he describes fun is like, you know, just doing blow every night, going out to bars. And it's like, you know, you can still do that.
Yeah, all of that
has nothing
totally
to do.
Totally possible.
You can fucking go back to like Del Valle, Texas and do that there too.
Yeah.
There's no reason to be here. Yeah. You're just a violent drug addict. Yeah. You get this Greyhound stations to get into arguments at in every city in this country.
Wherever you want, brother. Oh, fuck, dude. That diner breakfast is hitting me, dude.
Me too. I'm feeling it.
Taking the apple.
I shouldn't have ordered those pancakes.
You got pancakes for the table, dude.
I know.
And I respected that move. And it was delicious at the time.
I just wanted my boys to have a sweetie treat.
Now I'm sleepy. Listen, folks. Please come see. If you want someone to sing gay... Actually, I won't be singing gay songs on stage. I'll be doing stand-up comedy. But please come see me this month in Tampa on the 26th. Milwaukee the 29th. Appleton the 30th, Chi-Town 31st and the 1st, and then I'm in Rhode Island the weekend of the 6th through the 8th, Dallas 13th through the 15th, Valentine's Day, D.C. the 20th through the 22nd, then I'm in fucking Phoenix, Tucson, fucking Dublin, London, and some other shit. But yeah, go to stavi.biz. For all that shit, go to my Twitter, go to my Instagram. I'm coming to those cities. And come to Fat Tuesdays every Tuesday at the Stand. And we've got a hot Funny Moms coming back after our holiday break. Right, Adam?
Yeah, it's going to be hot.
And go to... Nick, you're going to be places, right?
I still don't know if that shit's all up.
Okay, but soon Nick will also be around.
Mm-hmm.
So buy tickets to see your favorite little fuck boys
on
the road.
Australia in April.
And then Australia at some point in April, we're coming, I think, if it's even still around as a country.
Yeah.
That shit's getting
that
burnt
shit's
to
fire.
A crisp.
That's
dude.
Metal as hell, though, right?
That is some Queensryche type shit.
That's some Queensryche.
And Australia's on fire.
Prayers up for Australia.
Oh, as it just begun.
And Australia's on fire.
I don't even know what the line is before that, but there's no way it's anything cool that warrants or has it just begun.
I think the dream is over, if I recall correctly.
Yeah, the dream is over.
Or has it just begun.
Or has it just begun.
That would be cool if you think the dream is over. You're like, fuck, my cool dream's over.
Yeah.
Psych, but, bitch, it's about to start
over. Hold on,
Starburst.
Or has it just begun?
I get it, dude. I understand the impulse to want it to have just begun.
Hell yeah, we're going to put on some Queensryche, head up to Deep Creek Lake, get our dicks sucked in the Dodge Dynasty.
That's a man that lives by the Or Has It Just Become code.
Yeah.
Pahanish, dude.
Yeah, right. All right, goodbye, everybody.
Go buy Comedy Madness from Greg Pahanish on Amazon.
The final plug.